Hi, I'm Rob McLeod with COVID-19 Facts First. In breaking news, it's been revealed six Qantas baggage handlers based in Adelaide have tested positive for COVID-19. Passengers have been informed if they've been through Adelaide Airport in the last 24 hours to wipe down their luggage with disinfectant. The national coronavirus death toll is 19, with 4,500 confirmed cases. Four preschool children in Victoria are among the new cases diagnosed. They're not in hospital and are not believed to be in a cluster. However, there are encouraging signs. The social distancing and staying at home is starting to flatten the curve. The national growth rate of COVID-19 cases has fallen to just 9% over the last week from about 30%. A deal between the federal, state and private health authorities will also see the rollout of at least 30,000 more hospital beds. Deputy Health Officer Nick Coatsworth says they're also working to get as many ventilators online as possible.
We are working round the clock to procure ventilators. Locally, we will have 500 intensive care ventilators fabricated by ResMed, backed up by 5,000 non-invasive ventilators.
Bonds, Bras and Things and Sheridan are the latest retailers to close their doors permanently. 450 stores will be shut, with 3,000 staff sent home. And a touching reminder of the humanity that's emerged from the pandemic. A 90-year-old woman in Belgium has told hospital staff to use her respirator for the youngest COVID-19 patient before she passed away.
You ready?
The NRL's biggest junior development program looks set to be the latest victim of the coronavirus shutdown. Penrith CEO Brian Fletcher admitted the Panthers will no longer be able to adequately fund their junior programs. And Aussie cricket captain Tim Payne admits the hiatus from the game has been tough for some of his teammates.
Steve Smith, David Warner, guys like that, they are high energy, they love to train. So this will be a real eye-opener for those guys in particular. But again, I think it will be a chance for them to just rest up.
And get more news and sport when it suits you. Download our app now.